So can one of the young ones tell me why we celebrate harvest? What's today all about? If you went home and somebody said, what did you do in church? What would you say? If you're between not to 99, you're a young one. So, you know, it's okay for you to answer. Yes, Rosemary? Yes. Right. So Rosemary said, it's to say thank you to God for all the wonderful things that he's given us. Just one last question. I won't ask another one. Well, probably one or two to come. How long have we been celebrating harvest? 5 years? 10 years? How long? Again, not to 99. You're a young one. I didn't hear that. Hundreds of years. Any more advances? Thousands of years. Okay. The Jewish people have been celebrating harvest for just over 4,000 years. It was one of the three festivals that they celebrated. Harvest was one of them. Passover, which we all know, and the Feast of Tabernacles. And I've got a little bark here. Keep forgetting it. It's just a bag of goodies. And what I want, I hope you can see them. So I ask you, who made this? Where did it come from? Who are the manufacturers? Can you see the label? No? Can you see? Shall I help? Can you see? Yes, it's from Tesco. So that one is from Tesco. Excellent. Yeah, put that there. And this one. Yes? Not quite. I think it's that bit there. East End. That one is manufactured by East End. So put that one there. This one. KP, somebody said. Peanuts by KP. Corned beef. Yeah. Tesco again. I think Tesco is coming up quite well. Then one final one. I've got one here. Okay, there's one here. Sherwood's, excellent. And a final one here. Sorry, they're so tiny. Who hasn't said anything? Yeah, you there. Sainsbury's. Yes, so looking at all this, we'll be forgiven for thinking that these are all man-made from these stalls. In a sense, they are. Because the ingredients that goes into making all this are produced by farmers and fishermen who manufacture them, and these companies, they then buy them and put them together. So all sorts of people are involved in making them. And a proper celebration of the harvest festival wouldn't be complete if we don't remember those farmers and those fishermen who are out there collecting the ingredients so that these big companies can put them together and put their name on it. And to illustrate that, I've got a little exercise here I want us to do. Now, I didn't bring the fruits because I thought it'd probably be too much to carry. But again, can anyone read that? Yes? Who hasn't said? Yeah, you? Turnips. So let's put turnips here as number one. Oh, it sticks. Can you all see that? Yep. Number two. Let's see who hasn't said anything. Yeah. Herbs, excellent. apples. You like apples? Excellent. Yeah. Let's put that under here. Nuts. Excellent. My favorite. Right, you? Kiwi fruit. Nice source of vitamin C. So I have it for breakfast every morning. Grapes. You like grapes? Excellent. Just need to get it to stick. Number 7. Yeah, no. Onions. Excellent. Damsons, yes. Nearly finished. Flowers, very good. Orange, excellent. Rhubarb. You like rhubarb? You don't like rhubarb? Oh. Rhubarb and crumble is very nice. Nearly there. Aubergine. Oh, excellent. Who hasn't said anything? Okay. Lemon. Yes, lemon. Have we all said something? Yes, we have, haven't we? Okay, since your hand is still up, that means you're keen to say it, was it? Leeks. Excellent. Yeah. Right, so I've got a combination of all sorts here. Oh gosh, it's not straight, is it? It's a bit slanting. But, you know. Is there a message in there? Can anyone see a message there? Huh? Sorry, I can't hear that. She's got it. Isn't she clever? Let's clap for her. Well done. Well done. The message says, thank God for all. Have you all seen it? Yeah? THANKGOD for FORALL. Thank God for all. What that's telling us is that harvest, the harvest festival, is really all about thanking God and reminds us that though the fishermen, the farmers and all sorts of people are involved in producing this, at the end of the day, it is all from God. So we gather on harvest day to thank God for his amazing grace.